are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, we're powered by the SID Media. So girlhood in the digital age is a complex and multifaceted topic that explores the experiences, challenges and opportunities for girls in the context of the digital world. The impact of the digital age on girlhood is a dynamic and evolving subject. Research, advocacy and awareness efforts are essential to ensuring that girls have a safe, empowering and positive digital experience. So today we speak about all things us who are in the digital age. Today I'm a girl and we are joined on the line by Sister Caroline, who's going to be helping us with this one. Good morning, sis. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine, thanks. And how?
I am good. I'm so happy that you would be able to join us.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here too.
Lovely. Before we start, my sister, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us?
All right. Let us pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, I'd like to thank you for the wonderful day that you've given us and opportunity that you've given us to be here this morning. As we are about to start our conversation, we'd like you to take lead. May you please be with us as we're starting until we finish. We have prayed in this name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much. So we're speaking about all things girls in the digital age, you know. How then should our girl children be using social media platforms, online profiles and the digital communication to construct their identities as well as prepare for the future? I know there are some bad social medias and there are those that are the good ones, but I know you will let us know on those ones.
They're about, you know, yeah, the good and the bad.
Mm-hmm.
But let me start with the good. Mostly, especially on the girls' part, because we're talking about the girls,
mm-hmm.
when we look at the social media, we have control over the identity information and self-understanding because we choose how to present ourselves on the social media. And then we intend to get the feedback from how we have presented ourselves on social media. And when we receive a positive mm-hmm. feedback, it boosts your confidence levels. Your level of confidence is okay, so this is how people see me.
Mm.
You've tried to create an image how you'd like someone to view you, and then in complementary to what you imagined yourself to be, there's been a positive reaction and feedback.
Mm.
In that way, you are encouraged to do more.
Mm.
For example, you have posted a picture on social media as a girl.
Okay.
And that you, the response are like, you're looking good. Oh, you're looking pretty. The next thing that you do as a girl, you'd want to look better than you're looking last time.
True.
So you would try more and more to do better.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you were to write a poem on the social media, and then the reaction was positive. Even if you were to sing a song on the social media, and the reaction was positive, you go an extra mile. You try to do more than you were doing.
Mm.
That's a positive impact about how girls use the social media platform.
Mm-hmm.
Even on TikTok, you get to so many likes. It influences you.
Yes.
You do better than you were doing before.
Mm.
So the more it's more like you look for a feedback. You post, you use TikTok, you use Instagram, you use Facebook. Each and every time, girls do those. They look for the feedback.
Mm.
You know, so this is how exactly we use girls. Use me as a girl as well. I use like okay, if I were to do this, how would people react, or how what would be the reaction? What would be the feedback?
Mm.
Would the feedback make me go a man. Mm. Or the feedback would let me be in position. So this is how, as girls, we use social media. But there's not always positive impacts, of course.
Yes.
There are also other things. Yeah, about that, it's, I think we'll keep talking as we go forward.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly, for like more like we were empowered. The more we use the social media, we get positive responses, positive feedbacks. We are empowered.
Mm-hmm.
A girl is empowered better than she was doing before. And also, another thing is, now I dare we think that we know much about other people's lives through social media platforms,
mm-hmm.
which is not entirely true. But because social media gives us the freedom to create what we want to be seen. Social media offers numerous interpretations of what is attraction, beautiful, and what is appropriate.
Mm.
And more young girls are vulnerable when it comes to physical appearance.
Yeah.
Let me stop for that part.
Yeah, that's true. And I love how where you have stopped, because it's actually leading me into my next question about cyberbullying, right? And online harassment of girls. We have seen this. For example, I've deactivated my Twitter account. I don't know. Yeah, I know why, but I've just deactivated it for now because it's quite a not a nice place, to a point where we even call them trolls. You know, they would get trolls, and as we're saying that there are Adventist girls, because of the conservativeness that we have, it's easier for people to get trolled there, you know, and all impact on almost social media platforms. So how should our young girls now handle that and deal with it? Because you may find that you are just posting a song, you are worshiping there, but then someone are going to come and now bully you with your song, and you're just doing your own thing that you love, you know. So how then should they deal with that?
It's a shame. It's really a shame that we girls, we tend to go through that. You know, even as a spiritual person, you meet those circumstances whereby you even tend to question yourselves, like, am I doing the right thing? Even if we take it a bit, I don't want to go deep in the Bible, but let's take it a bit. Let's look at Jesus when he was about to be put on the cross. He cried. He wept, you know? There was a moment within him, like, there was a conflict.
Mm.
God, I'm your son.
Mm.
I'm going through this. Be with me. Because the worst circumstances where you met on the way, way bigger. But because it was with God, he managed.
Mm-hmm.
So even if we look at the social media, it's a very good platform, yes. Harassment, cyberbullying.
Mm-hmm.
So the impact of cyberbullying and online harassment on girls can be severe and long-lasting.
Mm-hmm.
Because as girls, that impact stays in our mind for a longer time. Maybe the people can just bully you without even thinking of how that will impact in your life.
Mm.
It can lead to emotional distress, anxiety, depression, low self-esteem, even suicidal thoughts. Because if you were to look at how even the suicide levels in the past and now, there's an increase.
Mm.
These days there are more suicide than used to be.
Mm-hmm.
You will find yourself that you have, you've brought yourself out there, you've brought yourself on social media, you love, you would love to the world to see what you can do, what more you can do.
Mm.
For example, put it like someone, and then you see, you put it on social media, and then people start wondering, you know, like, why would you sing that song? I just stop singing because this is not nice. Those kind of things, they wouldn't make you to even if they would even make you to stop singing, eventually.
True, hey?
You wouldn't even want to sing. Like, if I'm receiving these kind of comments, how can I even take myself to continue?
Mm.
Let me just stop.
Hmm.
Even if you were a poem writer, because these things take levels. You start from level one, you go to level two, you go to level three. So like you just come here. Here I am. I can do that. No, being better doesn't start now. It's just, you start worrying, and then you get for the better, and then you become the best.
Mm.
So the social media platforms, they want you to be the best.
Yeah.
Which doesn't really happen in reality, even in our lives. So as young girls, even the girls who have experienced the online harassment, even face difficulties in academic performances.
Yeah.
Even social relations. You know? Those things impact in us more.
Mm.
You are being bullied, yeah? Cyberbullying. Even nowadays, we're having WhatsApp groups.
Yes.
You know? WhatsApp groups. There you comment. Or you're trying to tell your friends that, this is how I can do. Can you please look at my poem and see how I've written it? And then the people start laughing at you and all that. This will make you, even in class, when you see those people, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't think you'd have the encouragement to go further, like to be deep, like to be better, to be a better version of, or to be someone who would write better poems, and even going far with them. Because it already started giving. So within the premises that you are in. So for that, it puts a hedge on what you can do and what you cannot do.
Mm.
It's not the hedge is put by the people, but yourself, you block yourself now. Okay, so people don't want to see who really am. Okay, let me just put a fence. I don't want people laughing at me anymore. I don't want people looking at me like a loser.
Mm.
You know? So these are the type of things that the impacts of cyberbullying and online harassment.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it is crucial to address cyberbullying and online harassment to create a safer online environment for girls. This includes implementing effective policies, for example, let me just still take the academic side.
Mm-hmm.
As the WhatsApp group, there are some of the books they are teachers in there, and then they're just late. Mm-hmm. They're even leaders. They relate the things people to talk. Like to respond or give feedbacks anyhow, even if they intend to hurt other people.
Mm.
It's the duty of the leaders, school leaders, or the teachers, at least to control. If they start controlling that environment, or trying further to elaborate, like what you're doing right now, it might look like it's okay. It might look like it's funny. It might look like it's just a laughing matter, but honestly speaking, it has an impact on the one you're trying to laugh about or you're making fun of.
Mm.
It has an impact.
Mm.
So try to clarify more. Maybe this would help the girls somehow. to have a free environment, like a free online environment. Like they would say what they want. They are not necessarily expecting a negative comment or someone that will bully them. Even fostering digital resilience, providing support system for those who are affected by cyberbullying. This also would help because we normally say, we think we're just kidding. We're just making a joke.
True.
A joke when someone is hurt and when we're deeply hurt, you know, for example, let me give you an example. There was a friend of mine, just because a guy told her when she was working, she had worn a skirt up their thighs, and she had what, a birthmark, like on her leg. So the guy just said, Did you notice that she has the birthmark? It looks really dark. She didn't even ever want to put on a short skirt ever again. And wow. It's not those comments that we give, they have impact on you for a very, very long time. So these are the things that we're supposed to consider trying to control the feedbacks or the whatever we say on the internet. Because we need girls to be emotionally healthy.
True.
Because if the girls are emotionally healthy and they're having free internet involvement, that will lead to less of suicidal thoughts, stress, anxiety, better social relationships. Some people fail even to make friends because of the comments that they got way back.
Mm-hmm.
They say, "Hey, I'm not friends with that one. She's not on my level." So these are the that are not supposed to happen in our lives, in our normal lives, in our Christian. It's very sad, but it even happens, you know, in Christian homes. Yeah. So these are some of the things we need to put account in account when looking at the cyberbullying and online harassment.
And then as parents, you know, because here we are, we are parenting these children, you know, and helping them to make better choices or good choices and whatnot. Should we now also advise them in terms of which apps they should use? For example, we know Instagram, they're going to find influencers and they're going to want to live that life. And you find that, my daughter, it's not make sure, you know. We know, for example, Twitter, there's a lot of vileness that happens there, but it's also good for the news, you know, for them to keep updated with stuff. We know Facebook is quite nice, I think, because it's a close community. It's people that you know, it's not people that you do not know that interact with you. TikTok, yes, as well, it's people that you do not know, but as well, you know, there's some kind of love that is happening there. Should we as parents now take on the role of advising our children, try this, try that, look at this app, don't use that app, so that they are safer?
Yeah. That would be the most wise thing to do about us as parents, because you look at your child, honestly, girls of nowadays are difficult to do it. You tell them, please, don't go to this app. They would eventually do that. You're saying don't, they'll go for it. They really want to know why is my they want to find out for themselves. So whenever we are trying, don't go to this app, we should give them reasons, real reasons. Why am I telling my daughter not to use these apps? Why? What that reason behind? Because if the child, if the girl child doesn't understand why you're saying they shouldn't do that or they shouldn't go to that, obviously they would go behind your back.
Mm-hmm.
But if you make them understand better, you know what? Please don't use these apps.
Hmm.
Why? Because by the end of the day, these may impact, these may bring impact in your life. For example, in real life, there are case studies out there.
Mm.
There are case studies out there. Girls have passed through so many things. You would even tell them about a story about that. Okay, there was this girl at your age. This is what happened. Because of this, because of this app.
Mm.
So I'm trying. I'm not necessarily restricting you, but I'm trying to prevent you, prevent this from happening to you as well.
Mm.
So that wherever this child is going, they should always remember that this is not for my parents, but this is for me as a girl.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the parents' role to talk to the children.
Yeah.
Talk to them, speak with them, and also hear them out. What are they exactly passing through?
Mm-hmm.
Most of the parents tell the children what not to do, but
mm-hmm.
We should hear the girls. What are they really passing through? Most of the girls, they don't talk about what their life is like. It's been like.
True.
Because they don't get to talk about whatever is going through in their lives.
Mm.
Talk to a girl child. Have a conversation. Like a normal conversation. My child, what is it exactly that is going on in your lives? What are your friends? What are the social friend platforms that you like to use? And why do you like them? In that case, we'll get to know our children better. In the process of knowing our children better, we create trust. As we create trust, it's easy for them to trust us for whatever we say about the social platforms, about whatever is going on out there, or about what to join or what not to join. In the process, would prevent all these of the anxiety, the stress, them going to social platforms, which would destroy their lives, something like that.
Sis Caroline, thank you for that. And I think there's more that we can explore when it comes to our girl children in the digital age. It's just that time is not on our side. But before I let you go, should we give the children cell phones? I think that one is a contentious one, because when we want to reach them, you know, we need them to have phones. But then, should we give them phones, or should we give them phones and lock the apps? How should we go about that one?
Okay, their phones, you can lock their apps.
Mm-hmm.
But there are also other girl children who are smarter than us.
Hey!
They will unlock it.
I know.
You lock it? Before you lock it, they will unlock it.
Mm-hmm.
Without you even expecting it. So, the thing is, what type of phones are we giving our children? Because there are phones which have access to internet, and there are phones which do not have access. There are phones which you can just use for calls. Your phone you can use for internet.
Mm.
So, even if we read, I know nowadays every child or girl child don't have a smartphone. Yeah, but she does have a smartphone. I also want to have So, even when we're giving of that freedom of letting them have phones, we should remember that the social platforms are for the better, for the good, or for the worse.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to us as parents to make that decision of either giving our children phone or not.
Mm-hmm.
You have to make an overview. Like, okay, what are the chances that when I give my phone, my child a phone, she would do better? If the chances are slim, please don't.
Mm-hmm.
But the chances are just okay, give them. And then you'll find out whether it's or not.
Yeah.
And also, make an addition on that. I'd like to give a few advice to girls out there.
Mm.
In Genesis 1, verse 31, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. So, to my fellow girls out there, no matter what,
mm-hmm.
if even a negative comment about our physical appearance, let's not put that in mind. Let's just remember when God created me, he said that was very good. Which means I'm very good looking, regardless to anyone's opinion. We shouldn't accept this. For if some in 1 Peter 1:39-40, he said, "I will praise them. I'll praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well."
Mm-hmm.
So we should just, when we walk, let's walk with confidence. Like, I was fearfully and wonderfully made. No matter what these people are saying, no matter whatever they comment on social media about me, whatever they say, maybe they talk. Another thing is that the TikToks, they want to put very beautiful people, very perfect people. They want to make you look like you're not even beautiful at all. Don't worry about it. We are all in the wonderfully mob. That's what I'm saying. So whatever God says, stand.
Yeah. Sister Caroline, please pray for us and pray for our girl children so that when we reprimand them, they listen, and us, we don't reprimand because we fear the unknown, but we reprimand and also correct them where needs be.
Okay, let's pray. Our dear God, we hear them. We thank you that you've been with us. We thank you for the lives of our dear girls out there. We thank you that you made us beautiful. You made us attractive. We thank you because you always love us. You always give us an opportunity to see the light each and every day. Thank you, God, because you've always been there for us. So as I pray, I know that your ears are not deaf and your eyes are not blind. We know that our prayers are living, God, who always hears our prayers. This morning, I would like to put in your hands our girls. Lord, they are passing through a lot, through the internet, through the social platforms. On their own, they can't control us. Would like your Lord, would like the Holy Spirit to guide them, would like the Holy Spirit to be with them, would like the Holy Spirit to show them the right way. Because we are lost for that. We are lost that we even do not see the right way. That is why we need your conviction. We need the Holy Spirit to show us the right way. We are putting this, Lord, in your hands. There are things that even on our own, even our parents cannot control. But you alone, because you are the God who created each and every human being on this earth, you are the one who can control us. You are the God of impossible. You do the impossible thing. That is why we entrust each and every girl out there in your hands, O God, because we know that we are doing the right thing. Until that fateful morning, we shall see you in the blinking of an eye. I have prayed in Jesus' name.
Amen and amen. Sister Caroline Sitima, thank you so much. May we chat again some other time. Thank you for availing yourselves.
Thank you so much.
Amen and amen.
Into mid-morning empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.